I just want to make the point that people like Wes Schneider are real human beings. They have real lives that are destroyed as a result of this process. And I think, Wes, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I would like everybody to hear a few words from Wes about his ordeal and how it personally has affected his life. Wes, could you just fill us in about what has happened, what this has done to your life?
Well, first of all, Rye, thank you very much for your valuable time. I really appreciate that. I know you're busy, and I thank you for listening in on this. Secondly, the device that we're speaking about is the forerunner of the Camelback device, which if you're a recreational bicyclist, you've used on your own. It's got the little pack where you fill up with water, and there's a tube that runs, and you drink out of it. These were my inventions, and when I first brought them forward, I forsook the opportunity to go into the recreational market and instead place them in the hands of the military because I saw a desperate need for there to be additional protection for soldiers. It took me 5 years to convince the military that they needed this device. They rejected it over and over and over again. And I enlisted the assistance of internal Army personnel who had done the research and could prove that this device was needed. Once that was proven, the Army ran a concurrent program to my own development program. I went to Congress, developed a program where it was funded by two budgets of $1,600,000. I saw none of that money. The Army then invited interlopers to come in and take the technology directly from the person that had the confidential information in the Army lab, and that interloper was a sergeant, went down to Camelback and taught Camelback everything about my military technology. I spent years and years of self-funding, hired the best engineers and researchers, and put together prototypes, very expensive. At the time, there wasn't these 3D prototypes. You had to make them out of wood, and then from wood, you had to convert them into plastic, and from plastic, you had to convert them into working models, and I did all of that for years and years, and invested all of my money into this program, my pensions, my 401s, everything to protect my property, and there was a reason for it. It was my property. Camelback did not come into existence until 8 years after I developed the technology that is now known as Camelback in the marketplace for both recreational and military purposes. And the military side is now distributed in more than 50 militaries throughout the world. It is the transformational canteen development that the military needed for the new type of biological and chemical and radiological threats that exist today, and they simply stole the technology, and I was left going to court. I went to court. I paid $1 million for my legal bills, and it was stolen. The Army didn't bring evidence to court that they were forced to bring to court from previous upper court rulings. They changed the official evidence record, changing the wording, the language of critical documents. I mean, they did everything they could to cover their tracks, to steal this device, a device that they didn't see that they needed, and when they found out that they needed it, they slammed the door on the developer and the original inventor, which was me, and they put it out into the marketplace so that they could get competitive quotes and not be forced to pay one individual who had the patent technology. And that is what happened to me. And I now, as John said, I'm at the point in my life where I'm on disability, and it's just the nature of my life today.
You know, Wes, I just want to intervene and say publicly, thank you for your service to this country. Thank you for doing what you did on behalf of the troops. And I am a very proud person to know you. Thank you. Well, thank you.
Thank you, John. That goes right to the core of my heart. And I have to say, and I would be remiss if I didn't say, that other people's lives were destroyed in this process, including the chief of the Heat Research Division of the U.S. Army's Natick Research Laboratory. He supported this technology, went to a two-star general, then went to a three-star general, and because he was on the wrong side of it, it ultimately caused him a heart attack. He was reduced to practically no kind of job whatsoever. He was into forced retirement, and that ultimately sent him to Canada. He could not even live in this country anymore. He now lives in Canada. They went after his wife, who also lived at the lab, because of his support from this technology. I mean, they nearly killed him on the job with retaliation, and they destroyed his spirit so much that he left the country.